Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're zeroing in on a very specific source.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exploration of a spiritual healing service offered, well, right in Markham. So not the whole field, just this one provider.
Exactly. We're looking at their own materials, their advertising, their info, and trying to understand what they're actually claiming. The sources boil it down to three core ideas, really. Spiritual healing, energy cleansing, and this idea of inner transformation.
Yeah. Right. And our mission for you, the listener, is really to unpack that. We want to reverse engineer their stated method.
Okay. So we'll look at those three main goals they advertise: chakra balancing, energy renewal, and soul alignment. We want to see the roadmap they're offering. You know, understand the terms, the steps they claim lead to this, well, this inner change.
Precisely. What are the outcomes they promise? What are the steps?
Okay, let's get into that structure then. If spiritual healing is the umbrella term, where do we start? I mean, what's the core problem this service aims to solve, according to them?
Good question. The source materials are pretty clear on this. It says the main need is to clear emotional and spiritual obstacles.
Ah, obstacles. That's key.
Yeah, it seems like more than just feeling bad. It defines the whole setup, doesn't it?
It really does. It sets the stage. And it's interesting how they classify the negative stuff people experience, not just general sadness, but these structural things, emotional and spiritual obstacles.
So what kind of obstacles are we talking about? Does the source get more specific?
It does. If you dig a bit deeper, they talk about what the practice is meant to remove, specifically resolving trauma.
Okay, trauma. Makes sense.
And also getting rid of bad energy. That phrase comes up.
Bad energy. Okay.
Yeah.
So it feels like they're setting up a before and after. Like there's this negative stuff, trauma, bad energy sort of cluttering things up.
That seems to be the implication. Like it's accumulated, it's blocking something.
Does it say where this bad energy comes from? Is it like from other people, the environment, or just internal stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the source doesn't really detail the origin, but its function is clear. It's presented as an impurity, a blockage stopping things from working right. Like spiritual grit in the machine.
Kind of, yeah. Trauma and bad energy are the debris, the clogs. So the insight is they define these negative experiences as almost physical or energetic barriers to spiritual health.
By calling them obstacles, they create a need for their specific methods, right?
Mm.
Before you can get to the bigger goal.
Exactly. You need the balancing, the renewal, before you can even think about achieving soul alignment.
Right. So removing the negative stuff is step one. And that leads us to the how. If the big goal is soul alignment, how do they claim you get there?
Okay, so the source points to two main tools or mechanisms.
Not sure.
Chakra balancing and energy renewal.
Okay, let's break those down. Chakra balancing. What does that mean in this context?
Well, based on the source, it seems positioned as a kind of structural repair, like targeting specific energy centers that got knocked out of whack by the trauma and obstacles.
So it's not just general relaxation. It's specific targeted work.
That seems to be the claim, yes. Specific energetic intervention. And then energy renewal, sounds like. Well, like recharging the battery once things are balanced again. Restoring overall vitality.
And the immediate payoff they promise.
Is simply to help you feel better inside. Resolving those inner issues. That's the sort of day-to-day impact of doing this work, according to them.
Okay, that follows a certain logic. You clear the debris, fix the foundation that's the balancing and renewal, and then you can build the new structure, the soul alignment. It creates a clear path for someone interested. You see the problem, the obstacle. You use their tools, balancing, renewal. And you reach the desired state alignment. Makes sense. Now, what about the actual process, the how?
Right, the methodology. The source is clear. This isn't just something you do on your own. It requires intervention. It mentions using effective, all-natural spiritual therapies. That phrasing is interesting. All natural.
Suggests non-invasive, perhaps? Rooted in tradition?
Possibly. And crucially, they emphasize who does this.
Ah, right. The person guiding it.
Yes. The source states the therapies are administered by a qualified healer.
Okay, so that adds a layer of credibility or expertise to these somewhat abstract services. You're not just getting advice, you're getting treatment from someone qualified.
Exactly. That qualified healer bit seems important for grounding the claims. It links the abstract goals to a concrete person with skills.
But all this work, clearing obstacles, balancing chakras, renewing energy, it's all building towards something bigger. Okay?
Yes. It's all aimed at one sort of ultimate aspirational outcome.
And this is where it moves from the mechanics to something more profound.
I think so. The highest goal mentioned in the source, the real peak of the transformation they describe,
is what?
Is helping the individual re-establish a connection with your higher self.
Re-establish. That word implies it was there before, doesn't it?
It certainly suggests that, yes, like the connection was lost or maybe just weakened or blocked by all those obstacles and trauma we talked about earlier.
So the whole service is framed as getting you back to an ideal state, a restoration.
That seems to be the narrative. Returning the individual to a state of alignment that was somehow disrupted. What they're essentially selling, if you boil it down, is a path back to yourself, but using this specific spiritual language.
A journey from being blocked and traumatized back to being integrated and connected.
Precisely.
Okay, let's just pause for a second and pull this together for the listener. What really strikes me here is how the source weaves together these quite different concepts.
How so?
Well, you have the very abstract, almost mystical idea of connecting with your higher self.
Right.
And then you have the very hands-on sounding mechanics of chakra balancing and energy renewal.
Mm.
And the source claims these are all inseparable parts of one single service. The path they lay out goes from spiritual obstacles and trauma towards this profound connection all through these specific energy therapies.
That's a great synthesis. It's like mapping a journey home. The trauma and bad energy are the detours, the roadblocks.
Okay.
Chakra balancing and energy renewal are the GPS and the fuel you need.
Right.
And the higher self connection is arriving home, being in that integrated state again. That whole structure, that narrative, is really the key takeaway from the source material about the specific Markham Services claims.
That gives us a really clear picture of the spiritual and energetic side of things they're promoting. But for anyone listening who might be curious, we need to switch gears a bit to the practical side. How does someone actually access this service, which is explicitly located in Markham?
Yes, the geographical anchor. And that's where the source gets very concrete, very logistical. The goals might be way up in the spiritual clouds, but the access points are firmly on the ground.
So people know exactly how to engage if they want to follow up on these claims.
Precisely. And we should make sure we give you all the contact details that are provided in the source material. Accuracy is important here.
Okay, let's lay those out. Grounding the abstract in the real world. First, there's a specific web page they mention. The link is https.thebestastrology.kespiritualhealinginmarkham.
Ah.
Got it. Thebestastrology.kespiritualhealinginmarkham. Then, for email contact, the address provided is shivaramastrologer55@gmail.com. Okay, shivaramastrologer55@gmail.com. And finally, there's a phone number listed for direct calls. +1-647-614-7099. So web, email, phone, those are the channels they give.
Those are the specific contact points detailed in our sources for this Markham-based service.
All right. That pretty much brings us to the end of this particular deep dive then. We sort of reverse engineered the claims and the stated methodology from the source material.
Yeah, just to quickly recap the key takeaways, we've seen the specific language used by spiritual healing in Markham.
Right.
It frames its process around clearing those emotional and spiritual obstacles. It talks about seeking soul alignment, using natural therapies, specifically chakra balancing and energy renewal.
With that ultimate goal being reconnection with the higher self.
Exactly. We've looked at that whole journey they describe, from dealing with trauma to achieving integration.
So thinking about this whole picture, we spent this time talking about a very internal, abstract, spiritual journey. Clearing trauma, balancing energy, finding your higher self, all promising this massive personal transformation.
Yes, quite profound claims.
But then to actually start this potentially life-changing inner journey, the source gives these incredibly down-to-earth practical steps.
Mm-hmm.
A specific location in Markham, a website, an email, a phone number.
The practicalities, yeah. So here's something to think about. What stands out to you listening right now about that contrast? The huge internal spiritual transformation promised versus the simple, concrete, almost mundane contact details needed to begin. It's a fascinating juxtaposition, isn't it? Between the spiritual destination and the very physical first step.
Something to mull over. Yeah. The journey might be infinite, as they say, but the starting point is always right here, specific and local.
Indeed. Definitely food for thought long after we finish up here.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive.